Der den nächsten Vortrag hält Pater Anselm Suromi Szabolcs, Rechtswissenschaftler, Prämonstratenser, ehemaliger Rektor der Pázmány-Universität in Budapest, Leiter der Kanonrechtsgeschichtlichen Forschungsinstitutes.
Dankeschön, thank you very much. It is always a great pleasure to be here in Szeged, and it's a particular honor to give today a topic on liturgical discipline at the early councils and their effect on the canonical collections up to the Decretum Gratiani. Decretum Gratiani means the middle of the 12th century. This 20 minutes is always a problem, so I try to summarize what I collected for today. First of all, an institution and source historical introduction. From the second half of the second century, the institution of council got an important role in the activity of the church. This type of the meeting of bishops originally dealt with various dogmatic theological teachings and some liturgical questions, which is in our focus today. Besides these two major areas, there arose themes of administrative and juridical decisions, of sacraments, including the obligations and rights of the different degrees of the Holy Order, of the clerical state, and the mandatory knowledge of them. The technical term of concilium can be found firstly in Tertullian's work, De Iunio, 215, referring to the assembly of bishops, which gathering represents the entire ecclesiastical community according to his interpretation. Naturally, we use this expression to the Apostolic Council of Jerusalem too in 49, but it is a reprojection of a later term. About the councils or synods of the second half of the second century, we have only indirect information through Eusebius of Caesarea's great work, Historia Ecclesiae. He lists the synods, which are the following: Hierapolis, Anchiale, Palestine, Roma, Pontus, Gallia, Osroene, Ephesus. These mentioned councils had no influence on the text of the later canonical collections. Only Eusebius' fifth homily after Easter made effect much later on the great work of Petrus Lombardus, who died in 1160, Sententiae in Quattro Libris Distincte. Then it got place in D2 C78, De Consecrationa in the Decretum Gratiani. Within the early period until the end of the 6th century, the synods councils were mainly provincial. Therefore, the bishops of the province assembled because convocation of the metropolitan, namely Africa, Gallia, Hispania. Nevertheless, must be mentioned the lower level of synods as compared with the provincial one as an official consultative forum of the bishop with his local clergy, namely the so-called territorial or particular synod, synodus particularis. But shall be indicated type of synods which cover territory of the entire states and nation as national synods. I would like to jump a little about this list because otherwise I never will reach the concrete councils. The highest level of this hierarchical system for discussion of ecclesiastical council, Synodos Oikumenike, which elaborated and made normative decisions, this list is, of course, the first one is Council of Nicaea in 325, and within my term, so until the 6th century, the second Council of Constantinople. Besides the usual referred Oriental and African councils, Council of Nicaea, Council of Ancyra, Council of Nocezaraya, Council of Antioch, Council of Gangra, Council of Sardica, Council of Laodicea, the second half of the fourth century, Council of Constantinople the First, Council of Chalcedon, and Council of Carthage, 419, according to Jean Godomé, who died in 2001, can be reconstructed not only how frequently assembled the clergy for council at the bishop's see during the early epoch of Christian history at the West, but can be precisely identified the discussed topics of the meetings. From these consular sources can be also seen well the strong and expressive intention to form a unified canonical discipline testified by those decrees, decisions, etc., which issued the different councils, but with the same contents. Godomé did not omit the summary of the list of those councils which were held in the same time in Africa, Italy, in Hispania, and in Anglo-Saxon territory, even in Dalmatia. I don't want to give the entire list because I will give many lists for you today. If we take a glance at the corpus of the councils of Gallia, we must mention the following places: Arles, first of all, 314, Colonia Agrippina, Arles, Paris, Bordeaux, Treves, Nîmes, and finally Touraine, 398. The importance of the above listed councils and their disciplinary influence had been much more exceeded agglomeration of the concrete episcopal sees. As we already mentioned, Council of Arles belonged into a special category of councils regarding its territorial competence. Therefore, its decisions and the manuscripts which registered their elaboration made direct influence on the decisions of Corbie, Lyon, Lorsch, Cologne, Albi, Saint-Maur, Reims, Saint-Amand, and even on the decision of Oxford. It is true regarding the material of Council of Valence in 374. Nevertheless, we cannot forget the councils in Hispania. I intentionally didn't say Spain because that territory, that state didn't exist in that time, which thanks to the precise scholarly work of Antonio García García, Gonzalo Martínez Díaz, and Felix Rodríguez, critically well elaborated work, including the famous inserted the famous Council of Elvira, which was very possible not a council. This is a combination of councils, and based on the current research, is not even after 300, 304 in the older sources, but the current research tells that the combination of the texts was already done before the middle of the third century. We know very well that this council is very important for the question of celibacy, and we can find several liturgical questions within this council. Also, from the Hispanic territory, we have the first, second, and third Council of Toledo, 400, 527, 598. The early councils intended to express the unity and the improvement of stability in every single case, beside those other questions which were the principal reason for the convocation. There were numerous circumstances which made influence on the decision's territorial effects. Therefore, they had fundamentally different disciplinary ambitions. We can discover within their activity the very clear realization at that particular and provincial councils of that mentality, what we frequently call nowadays collegiality. The basis for that was obvious: to fulfill the fulfill that mission which sprang from the bishop consecration, namely the participation in function of successors of apostles. Defense of the ecclesiastical decisions against the influence of the secular ruler, and similar importance which sign that the particular question caused constant problem within the Western Church too. It testifies well by the decisions regarding liturgical instructions, rules on administration of sacraments of initiation, and also the sacrament of reconciliation, sacrament of penance. These exclusively were reserved to the bishop, except in case of necessity or immortal danger. This concept had remained even within the Gregorian Reform collections too. It means that it was in force until the 11th century. I would like to jump again and fix some preliminary statements. Before I list the councils, those canons which dealt with liturgical sacramental rules and those canons which later on took place in canonical collections, is necessary to make some basic notes. First, the early councils discussed in the complex form the discipline of the Church and the true fulfillment of the great mission command of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:19. Second, therefore, the rules on sacraments, liturgy, honest Christian life, regulation on the clergy regarding the different degrees of the holy orders, etc., were in close connection to each other. Three, the most influential early sources of the universal canonical collections up to the Decretum Gratiani 1140 were not the ancient councils on liturgy, but the apostolic canons, 4th century, the first 50 of the 85 canons, translated into Latin, and the Statuta Ecclesiae Antiqua, very possibly was written in Marseille between 442 and 485. The last one was basically dedicated to the liturgical form and rules of every single sacramental. I intentionally do not mention here the apostolic tradition written about 215 in Rome, which contains mainly liturgical prescriptions, because this pseudo-apostolic collection did not take place later in any Western canonical collections. Four. Even so, numbers of canons of early councils took place of general universal canonical collections unit in the middle of the 11th century. From the Oriental legislation, and now, unfortunately, I have to list something. So I list now those councils and canons which took place in the Western canonical collections. Council of Ancyra, 314, Canon 1, 10, 11, 15, 9, 19, 22, 23, 28. Council of Neo-Caesarea, between 314, 319, Canons 1, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, until 14. Council of Nicaea the First, from Canon 1 until Canon 20. Council of Antioch 331, Canon 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, until 24. Council of Gangra, about 340, Canon 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, from 9 until 20. Council of Sardica, between 342-343, Canon 4, 5, 7, 8, 13, 17, 18, 19, Council of Laodicea, second half of the 4th century, Canon 2, 5, 11, 12, 13, 20, 21, 22, 24, up to 40, and later on between 52 and 57, and I finish this list because I'm getting tired about that. From the African Synod, without the canon numbers, if you forgive me, important the First Council of Carthage, the second one, and also the third one. Important the Carthage 10 and Carthage 15. From Hispania, I already mentioned Elvira, Saragossa. This is Cesare Augusta, but is in Spanish is Zaragoza, Zaragoza, 380. And concerning the Council of Toledo, I already mentioned the first three important councils, Council of Braga, the first one and the second one, from 561 and 572, and jump to Gallia, of course, Council of Arles, Vaison, the second Council of Arles from 506. Orléans the first, 511, and Orléans the third, 538. Mamma mia. Okay. Text. Council of Elvira. This council in Canon 17 speaks about those priests and all who serve at the altar and do fornication. They cannot return into the communion even at the end of their life because the sacrilegious scandal what they have done. Similar protection of the worthy altar service is that norm which makes forbidden the deacon ordination of baptized men who after the baptism did fornication, Canon 30. Canon 38 is a very important rule because it let every baptized people to administer the baptism in case of necessity. Necessity means, according to the text, if during the voyage there is no church, a catechumen becomes sick. The canon supplies this permission with further condition. If the sick catechumen survives the mortal danger and his bishop's available again, the bishop is the competent to receive him properly in the community by imposition of his hands. And looking for the most important text about the Holy Mass, Council of Laodicea, the text is a semi-synthetic. Among the topics can be found marriage cases, criteria of suitability for candidates of priests, condemnation of some heresies, temporary goods, etc. Canon 9 speaks on those who are going to cemetery of heretics in order to pray to celebrate Christian liturgy. This is sanctioned with excommunication. Canon 15 establishes who can sing from the ambon. Only those who are registered among the singers and sing properly from the liturgical books. Canon 16 prescribes that in the church building, gospels and other sacred readings have to be read. Concerning psalms, there is also a rule in Canon 17. If we try to summarize the effect of the first councils, we can see that only very few of them made effect on the later Latin canonical collections. It is only Council of Arles, one canon, Canon 12, Neocesarea, only one canon, Nicaea, two canons, Gangra, one canon, Laodicea, only two canons, even it was influenced by 40 canons, and Council of Chalcedon 17. For conclusion, regarding the systematic canonical collections, liturgical and sacramental discipline, the 7th up to the 9th century legislation, namely Collectio Hibernensis, made fundamental influence. Also, the Sacramentarium Gregorianum from the 6th century, Ordines Romani from the 6th up to the 9th century, Sacramentarium Hibernense, which is correlated with Collectio Hibernensis in the 9th century, is the most important, not the first 6th century consular text. But in fact, the gradually growing patristic sources supplied with some important papal decrees have become those sources which define the contents in this particular disciplinary field much more precisely within the major Western canon law collections, namely St. Cyprian, St. Ambrose, St. Augustine, St. Gregory the Great, up to the Decretum Gratiae. Thank you very much.